Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the LeadX Show, the Friday edition of the LeadX Show. I'm Kevin Cruz, coming to you from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, home of the Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the Friday show, means it's the weekly wrap-up. I get to go crazy, talk about anything. Yeah, I'll talk about the Eagles a little bit. But first, I want to encourage you to leave a rating, a quick review on iTunes. In the last week, my heroes include Fluffy God and Katie D3 and Ranben, who said, I listen to the LeadX Show every chance I get. It's like having my own personal leadership coach. Almost every show, I'm getting something that applies to what is happening at work and at home. That's the plan, Ranban. Lead at home and at work. It applies in both directions. And Ranban, I read your review out loud on the show, so you get some LeadX swag. Send an email to info@leadx.org and we will send you some swag. And for all of you who have left a review, even if I didn't read it on the air, email us to let us know that you left a review, and then Jackie's going to invite you with the double top secret link to our VIP group on Facebook. And we do book giveaways and inside information and all kinds of good stuff. And if you haven't left a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts, what's holding you back? What are you waiting for? Reviews are the number one way to help us to build our family. They count for a lot for the long-term success of our show. All right. Wow. What a game. Even if you're only rooting for the commercials, cheering for those commercials, I think it was an amazing Super Bowl game. It was close. It was exciting, right on down to the last play. And the Eagles beat the GOAT, the G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Now, I happened to be watching the game in my Center City, Philadelphia condo. And yeah, I plunged down into that crowd around midnight. I'm not actually, if I'm being really honest here, I'm not the biggest Eagles fan, not the biggest football fan, much more of a Sixers and NBA fan. But anyway, I wasn't going to miss this opportunity to go see all the crazies out on the street. And what bothers me is the next morning, immediately the headlines showed, I don't know, some broken window or fire and talked about Eagles fans rampaging through the streets, rioting through the streets. And I'll be honest, I mean, I was walking around for an hour, literally Center City, thousands and thousands and thousands of people everywhere. And I didn't see anything, really. I mean, certainly no fires, no fights, no broken windows. What I saw was a lot of cheering. I saw old people and young people and black people and white people and brown people and strangers high-fiving each other and hugging each other and dancing and people driving, you know, hanging out their windows, like a little crazy like that. But none of the negative violent stuff that, of course, Philadelphia is kind of known for. So I thought it was amazing. I thought the city really represented well. What else is going on in my rant? Well, I'm recording this on Tuesday. So yesterday, the stock market took a tumble. I don't usually talk about financial stuff on this show, but since, hey, if I can talk about football, I could talk about money. You know, and today's Tuesday, it ended on a high. The market ended on a high, but it was whipsawing. It was roller coasting back and forth. A lot of people are like, oh, what's going on? Are we having a correction? Sky is falling. And here's the thing. The stock market plunging this week, and who knows what will have happened by the time you hear this in 3 days, but it's not testing the market highs and lows, it's testing you. So the market dropped 4.1% yesterday, the S&P 500. And, you know, like I said, it's been swinging around wildly today, and it's normal to feel alarmed, but you also have to realize these changes in the market are normal. Over the last 18 years, the S&P 500 has dropped 5% or more 18 different times. So on average, once a year, it's dropping like this. It's not anything that surprising. And we're not even in a market correction yet. So technically, a market correction is defined as a 10% drop in the value of the market. And we're not even there yet. And even if we were, even if we get there by the time you hear this, that market corrections are a normal part of a healthy, growing economy. Savvy investors know that to win in the market, you resist these mass media scare tactics that will naturally trigger your psychological, fear response. You need to adopt a long-term perspective. Now, remember last week I told you that crazy fact that the disc profile and the cartoon Wonder Woman, well, they were created by the same guy? That was pretty crazy. Well, there's a movie out about this guy. It's called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. And it popped up as a recommended rental. I can't remember if it's on demand or on Netflix. So over the weekend, I watched the movie, which is pretty close to the reality in his true life. And what a crazy story. It turns out Professor Marston, the psychologist, and his wife, they fell in love, both of them, with this grad student, this young woman. And this grad student, she ends up moving in with them, and they end up living the rest of their lives together in a fairly open three-way relationship. And it was so open, it sort of killed their normal careers. Anyway, really just a fascinating movie. Even if you don't care about Wonder Woman or the disc personality profile, pretty wacky story. My girlfriend and I were watching, and we both thought, who would want more than one wife, or who would want more than one husband? It goes both ways. I don't get it, but crazy guy, crazy movie. And hey, have you checked out leadx.org, which offers a free training course every single day? If you haven't, why not? Go there right now. Say, hey, what is the free video of the day? And do you realize that for $7 a month, what is that, the price of one smoothie? You get on-demand access to all of the video-based courses in the LeadX Academy. I teach a bunch of them myself. I do a course on personal branding, how I became a writer for Forbes. I teach hours and hours on productivity, how I achieve extreme productivity, and actually 37 times my output, but that's a whole nother topic. How I ended up winning a Best Place to Work award by focusing on employee engagement, and then courses from others on authentic leadership, presentation skills, how to organize your home office, all this cool stuff. You got to check it out. LeadX.org. And do a free trial of the LeadX Academy. It's free for 3 days. Hey, let me take a couple questions here. I've got a question from Lynn in China. She says, I manage a team of 4 people, and I'm confused how to get more knowledge to deal with things on the team. For example, I should know about marketing, but when I do my job working with one of my designers, I'm challenged by not knowing design. If I want to get more knowledge outside of my own knowledge, what can I do to change my situation? Lynn, so here's the thing. It is helpful to have domain expertise in the area that you are a leader of, but it's not required. We need to remember that. Think about sports teams. It doesn't mean that a baseball coach will be able to pick up a bat and go and hit that curveball, or play any position whatsoever. It doesn't mean that a NASA engineer has to have personally landed on the moon in order to guide someone else how to land on the moon. And as a leader, as a coach at work, we need to remember that we're responsible for the overall output of our team. So there is some managing the work, but that just means setting goals, making sure things are on track, help supporting your team members as they are productive. And then when it comes to coaching the people, leading the people, you don't need to be a domain expert in order to help encourage them to think about, what are their future goals? What training opportunities, what mentoring experiences should they have to reach their goals? You don't need to be a domain expert to say thank you and to acknowledge their good work. You don't need to be a domain expert to talk about the mission of the company and the purpose, the why behind their work. So all of these core things about either managing the work or leading the people, you can do it very effectively without having any real domain expertise. Now, having said that, generally people love managers who care about them personally and who are competent. And so, you know, if I am a sales manager, you are a sales representative, it is helpful if I've been in your role and I can just tell you directly from experience, not a textbook, hey, when you get this objection, here's what worked for me. Or I know you're struggling to get into this big account. Here are three ways I got into big accounts. You have more credibility and you can be more helpful. Now, Lynn, I actually had that situation. You know, I've started and built several e-learning companies, and I would have a team that included experts in oncology because we were doing pharmaceutical training. I would have visual designers, graphic designers who had to create these e-learning programs. I had instructional designers who had master's degrees in adult learning theory. I do not. I led salespeople and all these other things. And what I found was it was helpful to learn a little bit about each area. And in fact, I interviewed the very young CEO of the travel company Lonely Planet. His name's Daniel Houghton. And I haven't released this podcast or interview yet. But he said, you know, he was so young compared to the big company he was leading that he was at a disadvantage. And so he did take the time to get smart enough, like in the technology areas. He doesn't need to be a mobile programmer, but he can learn a little bit about the limitations and the languages and the choices that have to be made to interact with his tech team. So I think, you know, we're all so busy, but we do need to be lifelong learners. And I think in these domain expertise areas, get a mentor, and maybe it's your own team members. You know, hey, just can you spend 1 hour at the end of every day or half a day at the end of every week or even 1 hour a week and teach me about interface design or social media marketing or the fundamentals of oncology treatment or whatever that topic might be. So whether your own people teach you or you go to a mentor outside, you know, what's your learning style? And of course, again, these days, there's so many online courses on YouTube, on Udemy, on whatever, on LeadX Academy, if you want to learn about being a great leader or communication skills. So I think don't let lack of knowledge hold you back from being a great leader. You don't need it. But then having said that, where your gaps are, just make that a focus area to try to improve. All right. I got one more. It's a question I was actually asked by a journalist who asked, Kevin, there's a lot of talk at the moment about what baby boomers want, what millennials want, what Gen Z wants. In your experience, does employee engagement mean different things to different generations? Short answer, no, there are no generational differences when it comes to employee engagement. Now, let me explain. You will see like 20-something-year-olds, 30-year-olds, they care more about the driver of growth than people who are in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. But it's not their generation, it's their age. All of us cared more about growing and advancing and career growth when we were earlier in our career. When we're peeking out at our career or getting to the point where we're thinking about retirement rather than the next, you know, 30 years, we care less about growth and development. This is just the raw data that I see in 10 million, you know, employee surveys. But it's an age thing, not a generation thing. Are there some generational differences around, you know, expectations in the workplace, entitlement, et cetera? Yeah, maybe a little, but all the studies I see, including the ones where the consultants publish books on this, it's like, oh, you know, 47% of millennials say they care about the mission of their company. Wow, all those crazy millennials care about the why of their work. And that compares to only 40% of baby boomers caring. Well, it's 47 versus 40. There's still a whole lot of people who care about the mission of the company. So I think, you know, a lot of people like to focus on the subtle differences. In general, the things that engage people are universal. You know, we want to grow and develop and feel like we're doing important work. We want some autonomy in that work. We want to get some recognition for a job well done. We want to know we want trust in the future, trust in the leadership. Like, what is the vision? Where are we going? Why does my work matter? And how you trigger those things could be individual. I might like getting a thank you in a written note. You might like getting everybody singing a song at the weekly meeting. I don't know. So we still need to individualize how we trigger these things. But overall, I don't see many differences based on generations. All right, friends, I am going to wrap it up and remind you that I need your help because I am on a huge mission. Over the next 10 years, I want to spark 100 million intentional leaders. Clearly, I can't do that alone. So tell your colleagues about leadx.org. There is a new free training video every single day. I just got an email. I wish I had it in front of me. Someone said, I've been hearing you talk about it. And then I finally went to the site and looked at it. Wow, that thing was really good. Yeah, it's really good, really free. You don't even need an email address. Just go to the website and you start watching. And again, if you want all of the training on demand, it's like, you know, an expensive latte or a smoothie, $7 a month to join the LeadX Academy. Why haven't you joined? Go there, check it out for 3 days. And my final reminder, let's not forget, leadership is influence. We are leading all of the time with our words, with our silence, with our actions, and when we choose to be a bystander. How are you going to lead today?